Hello, and welcome to another installment of Podcast 360. I'm your moderator, Melinda Stevens, with Rheumatology Consultant. With us today is Dr. Leonard Calabrese, who is Vice Chairman of the Department of Rheumatic and Immunologic Disease and Head of the Section of Clinical Immunology at the Cleveland Clinic Foundation in Cleveland, Ohio. He is here today to discuss the latest in managing autoimmune diseases and what specialists can expect at the Interdisciplinary Autoimmune Summit next month. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Calabrese.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to Chicago, another IAS, and a very unique kind of meeting that tries to blend all the physicians who come together to take care of immune-mediated diseases of the immune system. We call them IMID, and we'll have rheumatologists, dermatologists, gastroenterologists, allergists, and other people who are merely interested in patient care and or research for patients with immune diseases. What makes IAS an interesting meeting is really the first meeting to focus on the interprofessional challenges of dealing with these diseases. I have the privilege to give the keynote of this meeting on advances in basic and clinical immunology. For the past year, so this is really a fun thing for me. You know, you look at the past year and all the incredible breakthroughs that have gone on, trying to pick a few things to talk about over a few minutes. So I'll give you a sneak preview at the opening session that we'll talk about advances in dealing with cardiovascular disease as an inflammatory disease, not just as an atherosclerotic disease. We'll be talking about advances in the microbiome, learning about things that we thought were sterile that aren't sterile, learning how the microbiome affects us in virtually all the IMIDs, how the microbiome is actually affecting how people are responding to the new and exciting area of cancer immunotherapy. I'll be talking about advances in aging biology and how immune-based therapies are now targeting these pathways with the potential to give longer and healthy lives. And I'll also touch upon some of the new small molecule targeted therapies that are being looked at in novel indications, not just where they're approved in diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and inflammatory bowel disease. So all in all, that's my peak preview for this. But looking over the meeting, I'm excited to hear some of the other topics that'll be going on during the day as well. IAS has now been going on for a number of years. It's changed a bit in its scope, but we continue to focus on that intersection of rheumatology, dermatology, and gastroenterology. The molecules that we're now using today are totally different than what it was when this meeting started out. Just looking at this program, you know, there are so many interesting areas to point out to you. I'm personally looking forward to seeing all the incredible advances that's going on in the psoriasis space. When IAS started, we basically were talking about TNF inhibitors. Now we have the 1223s, the IL-17s. We're now moving into the IL-23s, and the promise of small molecules is with us. Inflammatory bowel disease, we also have new molecules for treatment there, but I'm really interested in hearing Dr. Ruggiero talk about the integrated medical home in inflammatory bowel disease and how it is inadequate just to talk about targeted therapy to control disease. We have to take care of the whole person. We need a holistic approach to patients with IMIDs, and that involves providing them help to receive their care, as well as providing them resources for wellness behavior, which we believe strongly can affect the immune system in terms of sleep, stress, exercise, and diet. Finally, the satellite symposium will be all very interesting, a very interesting program on women's health on Saturday morning. All the special things that apply to women of childbearing age as they confront the challenges of varying IMIDs. There'll be an interesting satellite on advances in giant cell arteritis and the implications of new biologic therapies, spondyloarthritis, psoriasis, and more. So I think there'll be enough to keep everybody interested in what's going on at this meeting, and I look forward to seeing everyone there.
Thank you again for joining us today, Dr. Calabrese.
Thank you.